The one, I think the elephant foot story, I'm not sure whether it was it was popular in the old days for waste baskets to be made out of either elephant's feet or the feet of hippopotami sometimes. And let's say it was an elephant's foot waste basket, and this was the early 20th century. And all of these guys were around then, Hamilton and Allen, they all got their PhDs at Cornell. Louis Hurtes was a contemporary until he was killed in a car accident in 1927 with these folks, and they all went out in the field together. And they even drunk a beer or two now and again together. And in Bishop's History of Cornell, it's mentioned that during one winter, there were tracks of a large mammal, let's say it was an elephant, that marched across the ice on BB Lake and ended at a very large hole in the ice on the lake. And it was a cause for concern at that point because Cornell got its drinking water from BB Lake. And they consulted the local mammalogist, Bill Hamilton, who suggested that it looked to him like an elephant might have escaped from the local circus or something and stumbled out onto the ice and fallen through, and that if the carcass began to rot, it would either be bad news for the water supply at Cornell. And it's speculated that Hamilton and Furtes and possibly Willard Strait were all involved in this this little bit of mischief at that time. Morris Bishop's book recounts this, I think, talking about Willard Strait. So that'd been really early 20th century.